Now, there was an increase of just under 2,000 in the number of homeowners falling into short-term arrears in the first 3 months of this year, according to the latest figures from the central bank. The number of properties in long-term arrears has continued to decline. Our economics correspondent Robert Short has more on all of this. So, Robert, decode these figures for us.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of figures, Brian. But I suppose the main ones to bring you are that the number of mortgage accounts in arrears of up to 90 days, it increased by 1,977 in the first quarter compared to the last quarter of 2022. But there's a big qualification which the central bank has alerted us to, and that's that some 1,300 of those accounts were due to a reclassification that happened when a batch of mortgages were sold by one of the banks which have left Ireland to another retail bank in Ireland. And basically, the bank that bought those mortgages, they classify arrears in a different way. So that 1,300 refers to the difference in how they classify mortgages that have fallen into arrears for a period of up to 30 days. So take that as it will. There is an increase in the number of people going into arrears, but there is also a continued decline in the number of people who are in long-term arrears. And if you take the number of accounts that are in arrears overall in the first period of this year compared to the same period last year, and there are just 56 more mortgages in arrears compared to the same period last year.
Right, that's so during the period.
Not quite.
Yeah, during a period in which interest rates have, well, certainly if you're on a tracker or a variable rate, they've rocketed.
Yeah, I mean, this is not to minimise whatsoever in any way the stress of people who find themselves going into arrears. And we know as a fact that those who are on variable rates, particularly with the non-banks, have seen higher interest rates as a result of the increases in interest rates at ECB level than those people who are on variable rates with the main banks. And also, as we know, there's a direct relationship between rates going up and people who are on trackers. But having said all that, if you look at the system, and you can see that it hasn't had the kind of dramatic effect that perhaps was feared. There are definitely more people going into arrears, but as a sort of percentage of the overall number of people who have mortgages, it's not dramatic.
Very good. Robert Short, economics correspondent. Thanks for that.